Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Physical Friday. Today, this is part of the Tom Rowland podcast. This is the show that we do on Fridays, and it is brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee. I'm having some right now, and it is awesome. My favorite is the JB, just black. That's the way I like it. I don't know how you like your coffee, but man, if you like good Colombian coffee, just nothing but coffee, that's the way I like it, and it is terrific. Can't suggest it enough. All right. Now is the time of the year that we're getting ready for the 10,000 push-up challenge. And if you've been following the show this week, on Wednesday, we just released the full-length podcast with Captains for Clean Water. Alicia was on, and we were talking about the full details of the 10,000 push-up challenge. And since then, we've gotten a lot of messages about different things involved with the 10,000 push-up challenge. If you've been following the podcast for a little while, this is something we've done for the past few years. And it has been slightly different than it will be this year. So there have been a few questions, and that's what we're going to go over today on the podcast about the 10,000 push-up challenge. So the 10,000 push-up challenge is exactly that. Can you do 10,000 push-ups in a month? And we have been doing this in the month of February. So that's 333 push-ups a day for 30 days. That's 10,000 push-ups. Now, in the past, people that want to tackle this alone have done those 10,000 push-ups by themselves. Some people have chosen different numbers, 5,000, 1,000. It's been a little bit different every year. This year, it has just grown to something much larger than just this little podcast and much larger than just individuals doing 10,000 push-ups. We partnered with Captains for Clean Water to support a cause that I feel strongly about, and I know that many, many of you also feel strongly about, and that is the water quality issues in the state of Florida, specifically Lake Okeechobee and the too much water coming out of Lake Okeechobee and going into both sides of the state of Florida, creating all kinds of problems that we've seen there. And also, at the same time, there's a different problem of water being restricted that should be flowing south into the Everglades. So this just seems like a giant problem, right? It seems like a problem that certainly needs to be fixed, certainly could be fixed, but it just seems like a big problem. So I started thinking about how we might be able to make a difference through the podcast. And I thought about it. I thought, well, you know, that's a big problem. That is a big problem. But through the leadership of Captains for Clean Water, I have learned that there are solutions to these problems, solutions that are doable and could be done with cooperation and small actions from a lot of people. like you and me, writing your congressman, writing your senator, writing your representative, voting with water in mind. Like, if I vote for this person, are they going to support the initiatives that I know are going to benefit water in the state of Florida for generations to come? Can that be a part of your decision? I don't mean to get political here, but at some point we have to get a little bit political and make sure that if water quality in the state of Florida is something that you feel strongly about, you want your kids and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to be able to experience the Everglades as we're experiencing them today, or even better, then at some point we have to make decisions based upon what the lawmakers, what the leadership will do, right? So vote with water in mind. Also take personal responsibility. Take personal responsibility in what you put down the drain, what you put on your lawn, all of that. All of these small actions can make a huge difference in water quality in the state of Florida. So as we look at something like the 10,000 push-up challenge, what do push-ups have to do with the water quality in Florida? Well, honestly, not that much. But if you think about it and you try to make sense of it like I did, if 10,000 push-ups seems like way too many push-ups, maybe you've never done 10,000 push-ups in your life and now you're being asked to do them in a month. If that seems like a goal that is impossible, well, maybe it is by yourself, just like the water problems in the state of Florida. But if you form a team, if you communicate, if you educate others about what's going on, and they also use small actions to make a very big difference. Small actions taken by a lot of people can move mountains. You can do incredible things. So that's what the 10,000 push-up challenge is this year. Of course, it's a physical challenge for those who want to take part in it. Awesome. If that's the reason you're doing it, great. If you also want to do something a little bit larger than that and you want to participate in it for an awareness campaign for Captains for Clean Water and the great work that they've done and will continue to do, welcome. We're happy to have you. Okay. That's what it's all about. And this year, it's really more about participation than it is some sort of a toughness campaign, right? You can still do it by yourself if you want to, and encouraged. That would be awesome. If you have 10 people, instead of forming one team with 10 people, have 10 people do it. The goal that I had in mind was to try to get to 1 million push-ups in the month of February. So if you can form more than one team and contribute more than 10,000 push-ups, awesome. Man, do it. We are so glad to have you as a part of this. And I'm really impressed that anyone would want to take on this challenge, right? Take it on by themselves or take it on with a team. It's a lot of push-ups. But it's a good cause. And it's a new year. You can do it. You can do 10,000 push-ups. You can do 5,000 push-ups. You can do whatever number you want to. If you put your mind to it, you can absolutely do it. So that's the 10,000 push-up challenge for February this year. This year, we're asking people to register their team. So some of the questions that we've had are, you know, why do I need to register? Or do I need to register myself and everyone else on my team? And the answer is, yes, we'd like for you to register yourself and everyone on your team and anyone who helps you and contributes to your push-up total. So in other words, if you have a team of five and you're doing your daily number of push-ups and then somebody comes in and says, what are you guys doing push-ups for? That's exactly what this challenge is about. It's an awareness campaign. So that's your opportunity to say, well, we're doing this as an awareness campaign for the Captains for Clean Water and the good work that they're doing. Oh, I don't know anything about them. That's your opportunity to tell whoever it is, your friend, your relative, your work colleague. That's an opportunity for you to tell them about what's going on. Okay. And it's important to register everyone because what that does is that gets you on the Captains for Clean Water newsletter. And the newsletter keeps you informed of the issues that are happening right now, and also is a call to action when that action is desperately needed. Like when we need 50,000 letters to be sent to, you know, somewhere, Congress, anywhere, to your representative, to let them know that it's in their best interest to pay attention to this, because there's 50,000 people out there, 50,000 voters that think this is a real issue that you need to pay attention to. Okay. That works. That absolutely works. So that is what we're all about. So do you need to register every member of your team? Yes, that is that. Where you do that is TomRolandPodcast.com/pushups. That's where you do it. You can go there, you register your team, you register each person on your team, you're done. Okay. Now, other questions are, how do I keep track of this and what am I going to get out of it? We're going to have a certificate. You can have a beautiful certificate that you can print right at home and you can frame it, put it in your office. It'll show that you also, that you did the 10,000 pushups. It'll also show that you care about the state of Florida and the water quality in the state of Florida and that you're actually doing things to make a difference in the state of Florida. It'd be a great certificate. You can put it right in your office. It'll be awesome. Or you can do nothing with it. I don't know. A lot of people don't need any accolades for doing things like this, and that's fine if that's you. Awesome. You don't have to have it. You can print it if you want to. You don't have to. What was I saying? How do you keep track of it? That was it. That was the whole point of the whole deal. That's what I've gotten the most questions about. How do I keep track of it? So I don't really care how you keep track of it. In the past, we have had people do it on their notepad on their phone. That's the way I have typically done it. I might do a set of 50 and then a set of 20, then another set of 20, another set of 20, and do some different sets throughout the day. And every time I do that, I just pull up the notepad and put 20 on there. And that's great. If you have good math, you can do that in your head. There is another way that other people have done that. I've been sent pictures of people's journals where they just write it all down. Some people are much neater than others and much, much, much neater than myself in the way I would do it. But some people keep really nice records, written records. Fine, whatever. They take a picture of it at the end of it, send it to me. That's fine. Any way you want to keep track of it. I just want you to keep track of it. Okay. Some people do it on the whiteboard in their office. If you have a corporate team and you're going to do these in the same place at lunchtime every day or before you break to go home, you're going to do these pushups before or after or whatever. You can keep it on your whiteboard at work, take a picture of it, send it to me. Awesome. That's fantastic. And I don't need to see this every day. Send it to me at the end. You'll get credit for it. I promise. I really don't care how you keep track of it. There are other ways. Written journal on your phone, the notepad. But the best way, in my opinion, is this spreadsheet that my friend Steen Watson made for me. And it is basically a spreadsheet, very, very simple spreadsheet. It has the days of the month. It has the number that you should do on that day. And as you do the push-ups, it will calculate how many you have left and how many you should be doing per day to get to that number by the end of the month. Okay, so you can see how you could finish much earlier. If you get ahead, you can finish much earlier than 30 days. That's fine. That's other questions that people have had is, can I do a whole bunch one day and then take the next day off? Absolutely. You can do this any way you want. You're just trying to get 10,000 pushups in 30 days. Okay, if you want to do 10 days of 1,000, no problem. That's fine. Do it any way you want to. If you want to do in any way you want to do it, that's fine. So I'm not concerned about that. Again, this is about participation more than it is about anything else this year. Other questions, can I do them from my knees? Absolutely, you can do them from your knees. If that's the way that you do push-ups and that's the way that you need to do them, Absolutely. Everyone is welcome. We welcome every push-up. I am not worried about form. I am not worried about whether you do it on your knees. I'm not worried about whether your back is straight. All of that is great, and you should be striving for good form. But that's not what this is about. This is about participation. This is about a conversation starter. This is about showing your commitment to the water quality in the state of Florida. And also doing something that maybe you didn't think you could do, right? Maybe 10,000 push-ups from your knees is still really hard. So if that's the way you're going to do them, fine. I'm not worried about it. Do them with one arm. If that's too easy, then do them with one arm. I don't care. Just do them. We just want as many people participating in this as possible. And so the way that you're doing it is less important than the fact that you are doing it. So great. Other things, I suggest, as I have in the last couple of podcasts, that you get started a little bit early. Like, don't wait until February 1st to do your first push-up of the 10,000 push-up challenge. Well, that's when it'll count, right? But you need to be doing some push-ups now so that you're working up to February 1st. We still have a good amount of time. And, you know, start gradually and work your way up, rather than just starting on that day, having not done any push-ups in a while, and expect your body to respond well to doing 333 push-ups if you haven't done 333 push-ups in the last year. So work your way up. That's what I suggest. We'll have some other podcasts throughout the month about how people are getting these done, how I'd love to have you guys on the podcast, the people that are participating in this. I'd love to have you on the podcast to hear how you and your team are getting these push-ups done, different experiences that people are having. If you've got issues, trouble with this challenge, let me know. You can always text the number 305-930-7346. That's the number for the show. I will get that and I will respond. It will be me responding, not anybody else. You can also email podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. I will also get that. No one else gets those emails. I get them. So I will respond. Sometimes it takes a couple days, but I'll get back to you. I will. The text is absolutely the fastest. That is the way that I will get back to you the fastest. So you have a couple of tools at your disposal right now. First of all is the podcast website, tomrolandpodcast.com/pushups. That's where you sign up for the challenge. It's where you sign up for your team for the challenge, or tell them to go there and sign up. Secondly, you have that Excel spreadsheet that will be available on that same page that you can get and download and use if you like. If you have other ways of doing it, perfectly fine. You can keep track of it anyway. If you come up with a better spreadsheet, awesome. Send it to me. Maybe we'll put that one up there instead of the simple one that we have right now. Really not worried about the way that you're keeping track. I just want you to keep track so that at the end we can see that here are your numbers. That's great. I find it interesting too to see how people break up the push-ups throughout the day. I actually like to see that. So you got 333. Do you do 100 breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 33 somewhere in the middle of the day? How do you do it? I'm interested in that. I think it's interesting. Throughout the month, we'll be talking about soreness. We'll be talking about supplements you can take. We'll be talking about different things that can help you to get through this. But I just want to let you know that I'm super happy that you're interested in it, that you're going to commit to it, and that you're going to get signed up for those that are going to sign up. So welcome to the 2022 10,000 push-up challenge. It starts February 1st, but the process starts now. You can start talking to people that you know. You can, and they don't have to be in physical reach of you. You can do this online. You can do it over the phone. You can do it Zoom. You can do it on the honor system with your buddy from college. I don't care. I just want people involved. So how you form your team, where they are located, that's up to you. How you keep track of whether they're doing the push-ups or not, that's up to you. Get them registered and let's go. We've already had a lot of people register. I want to see a lot more. So recruit others. If you think this is a good idea, recruit some other people. Maybe somebody in the office has been talking about getting in shape. Well, this is a good opportunity to get in shape. You do 10,000 push-ups, you'll be a different person at the end. All right? Okay, so that's 10,000 push-ups. That is Physical Friday for this week. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening to this. And I'm glad that you are making the commitment right now when I speak to do this 10,000 push-up challenge. I know you can do it. So, all right, that's it. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck. Get those teams registered, and we'll see you next week. See you.